Realm of Flowers, the outside from Through Irish Eyes, Miami Bound, Wax Away. Realm of Flowers at the 250, takes Grand Promenade from Persan, Miami Bound, Through Irish Eyes. Realm of Flowers, 150 metres to go. Zara looks at the big screen, no need to. You're in the cup in November. Realm of Flowers, 4 or 5 lengths in front and trots in. Grand Promenade.
Oh, it was Arrogant As You Like. Realm of Flowers booking her ticket into the Lexus Melbourne Cup with an absolutely dominant display in the Andrew Ramsden. It was a dominant display from Mark Zara, who rode a treble at headquarters on Saturday. Good morning, Mark. Well done.
Morning, Michael. Thank you. You have a good day.
Gee, it'd be rare that you have wins as easy as that. You must have been laughing to yourself a long way out in the Andrew Ramsden.
Yeah, that's right. I was just jogging. I had a nice run. It was a good tempo. And I think I said on Saturday, when I was just coming through that easy, my only worry was if Miami Bam was going as good as me on my back. But when I got close enough to the big screen and seen Benny Allen hard at work, it was time to ease down.
What kind of feel did she give you? Because I know you rode her when she just got beaten in the Sandown Cup in the spring, but she looks like she's gone to another level.
Yeah, I've always had a bit of opinion of her. I mean, I've only ridden her in a race, I think, twice, but I've always do a bit of work for the Freedmans. I've always sort of trialled her or seen her in a lot of her prep. So I've always had a bit of time for her. And early I just thought that she was probably better on a wet track, but it seems she's become even better than that. Like, she's improved that much. I mean, she does like a bit of giving the ground, but she's just become a really good stayer.
She was stiff in a Sydney Cup, and the way she won on Saturday, 2800, that seems to be her most dominant aspect, is that she can just keep going.
Yeah, that's right. I think she won that day last year, like just first time getting up over a trip as a three-year-old in that mare's race in Adelaide, a filly's race in Adelaide, and flogged him in that, and then, yeah, she just seems like, you say, she's just a great stayer. When she gets out over 2,500, she's just so strong.
She's only four, so she's got a lot of improvement still to come. And if she does continue to improve, we know this year's Cup may look a little different. Usually the Andrew Ramsden winners have been top 10, middle of the field in a Melbourne Cup. What do you think, realistically, she could produce in a Melbourne Cup?
Look, I won the Andrew Ramsden last year on Ocean X. And I would have thought that Realm of Flowers is a better horse than Ocean X. And she'd be a top 10 chance for sure in a cup. And if a little bit of rain about, and if it wasn't, if we didn't have a heap of those international stays, even if we did, I think, she's top 10, even could even be a better chance than that, I think.
Yeah, well, we saw the local Persan who owned in the same interest, ran an absolute belter to finish fifth in the Melbourne Cup last year. So she's definitely a contender as far as the locals are concerned when it comes to the Melbourne Cup. And for you, Saturday was a brilliant day as well. Three of the four legs of the quaddy. And what did the track play like on Saturday? Because usually we get a wet track at Flemington and horses make ground, they come off the fence. But it seemed a strange day on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it was a really strong headwind in the straight. Mm. So the straight races, I think every winner was just was right behind the speed and then just sort of switched in. Those that were peeled out wide early or in front, it was too strong a wind to face the whole way. And then when it goes in the circle races, it sort of becomes the opposite, because if you're in front as you come around the bend, it can be hard sort of to come from behind and pick them off, like, into that hard wind. Like, if you're back and then you peel out into that strong wind, it can be really hard to try and sort of run them down. So it played a little bit like that. Track sort of seemed to be a little bit better probably towards the inside of the middle. But I had no complaints.
You outrode them on Yulong January. He's turned into a nice, consistent off-season galloper.
Yeah, it just seemed, I think he was third up Saturday and he was building towards peak fitness and he just looked prime for that with a bit of give in the track and had a nice run outside the leader. He won quite well.
And Vegas Knight, were you confident you were going to be able to hold out San Fabrizio, who looked like he had you beaten everywhere except on the line?
I wasn't confident at all, actually. I was, as we came into the straight, he went straight past me. And I thought I was battling away, but they sort of, when he got past me, Will Price, he couldn't get any further. Like, he put a length on me, but that was about it. It wasn't probably half up the straight. I thought, a chance of getting close here. And then the last 100, started to get triple busy and was able to peg, I can't remember the horse on the outside, but they would peg them both back.
Yeah, it was a brilliant day. Now, three winners on a Saturday, you'd normally get pretty excited and your partner would get excited, but it still wasn't enough to bring on the birth of your impending child. At least it's due to drop any day, isn't it?
Yeah, I rang her as soon as I got out. I thought, she gets a bit excited at least when in a close finish, and I thought I was for sure that last race would have brought the labour on. Would have brought the labour on for anyone. It was that close. She said no, so I took her out to Chin Chin and filled her up with spicy food, and that didn't do the trick either. So it was due last Thursday, so we're just sitting and waiting at this stage.
How's she coping?
She's been pretty good, actually, for what they go through, but I think she's ready for it to come out about now.
Oh, I bet. So how do you play the week? Do you say, look, I'm going to ease up on the rides, taking anything this week, and just sit and wait?
I'm lucky, actually, so I'm suspended this week, so it's actually worked out perfect. So I'll just stay home and play the support role, and I'm hoping it comes out as soon as she does.
Have the boys been giving you any tips for fatherhood?
Most of them have just been giving it to me because they reckon I've had it too good for too long, and they're just enjoying the bit of punishment that I'm about to endure.
What's going to happen with these? Well, you can't really go to Europe anymore, but all those adventures that you would have off season now that there's going to be a little one in the family.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll talk about that with the wife. I'm sure there's some way around it.
Hey, well done on the weekend. Good luck to Elise and yourself as well. It's an exciting time for the family. Good luck with it all.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Mark Zara.